Pete Stauber, R. Hermantown, and DFL endorsed challenger Trina Swanson answered for the 8th District, Democrat Doug Chapin for the 6th. Fischbach said Congress needs to provide more stability and more clarity and that farmers want strong markets, not payments. She said that negotiations with Mexico were going very well. We have the base of it and we are taking a look at what's going on in the USPA, what we can improve on, and there's obviously things we can improve on, Fischbach said. Fischbach won the GOP endorsement in April. Fischbach, R. Eagle, and Osberg of Wadena shared starkly different views on tariffs, trade, and USDA reorganization as they shared the stage with 6th and 8th district candidates and answered questions from moderator Don Wick of the Red River Farm Network. Rep. Pete Stauber, R. Hermantown, and DFL-endorsed challenger Trina Swanson answered for the 8th District, Democrat Doug Chapin for the 6th. Rep. Tom Emmer, who represents the 6th Congressional District, did not attend. Fischbach said he was sorry to miss it. The forum for the 6th, 7th, and 8th District candidates was the second Congressional Candidate Forum at FarmFest on Tuesday. The first featured candidates from the 1st and 2nd Districts. FarmFest began on Tuesday and runs through Thursday. The FarmFest forums are always highly attended during election years. Forums featuring candidates for governor and U.S. Senate were slated for Thursday, along with an Ag Outlook forum. The back and forth between Fischbach and Osberg started early in the forum, when Wick asked about the recurring need for ad hoc farm payments. Fischbach said Congress needs to provide more stability and more clarity and that farmers want strong markets, not payments. Rep. Brad Finstad and DFL challenger Jake Johnson split over farm policy at FarmFest 11 HGO. Roland says improving farmer data is essential, but farmer privacy remains a must. 14 HGO U.S. Farm Agency staff warned trade, research, aid programs at risk from reorganization. 1 day ago, Osberg referred to the bridge payments as throwing billions of dollars at a problem that instead needs a long-term look, and he picked up on her use of the word stability. It'd be nice and stable if Congress would stand up against the unconstitutional tariffs and take the back, he said, referring to a number of tariffs that President Donald Trump has placed on trading partners. The pattern sharpened on trade, and a member of the front row audience began to boo when Fischbach, a member of the House Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee, defended the Trump administration's tariffs as leverage. Fischbach went on to say there have been 20 agreements on trade signed under the current administration and that usually ag is a winner in them. If these tariffs have been so helpful, why did the Supreme Court have to create a $160 billion refund that is going to the importers? He said, we need Congress to act as the Constitution said in Article 1, Section 8. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution holds that Congress is the branch of government that controls commerce and trade. To a question over review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which the Trump administration has decided to not extend, Fischbach pointed to her seat at the table with Julie Callahan, chief agricultural negotiator of the U.S. She said that negotiations with Mexico were going very well. We have the base of it and we are taking a look at what's going on in the USPA, what we can improve on, and there's obviously things we can improve on, Fischbach said. One of the improvements we could make is looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, are we a reliable trade partner right now? He said. Then he quoted a young farmer from a committee he convenes. I wouldn't run my farm the way we're running this country right now. I completely disagree, Fischbach said, citing U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rowland's appearance at FarmFest hours earlier as a form of transparency for the federal maneuvering. Rowland is out here. She is listening to people. She is talking to the people that are actually farming, the people with boots on the ground, Fischbach said. The two aligned only on California's Proposition 12, with both saying other states shouldn't set Minnesota's livestock rules. While Fischbach closed on her record estate tax relief, crop insurance improvements, and year-round E15, Osberg closed with a question. Are farmers better off today than they were 2 years ago? He said. Osberg faces an Aug. 11 DFL primary. Fischbach won the GOP endorsement in April.